This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Good day and welcome to day 12 of RPG A Day with your hosts Dave and Matthew from the Coriolis Effect podcast. Matthew, what is our question for day 12, please?
Well, happy Sunday, and day 12 is wildest character concept.
So I think we're going to roll on a little bit from yesterday's conversation about the definition of the word wild.
Yeah, we struggle with this, don't we?
We did struggle a bit yesterday. Although, having said that, I did have another thought about it's not really a wild name, but it might actually fit the wildest character concept, which was my character, Basilisk, who is better known as Basil, from your Airship Pirates campaign. And he was a propagandist, the quartermaster of the ship, I think?
Yeah, I think we have to explain a little bit about what Airship Pirates was. As you might guess, it's a kind of steampunk thing. Based on the recordings of Abney Park, who are a steampunk band, the game system was a sort of basic version of Victoriana, but the sort of setting of the world was sort of mega cities, steampunk mega cities with a real underclass surrounded by great wild lands. And so the airships plied trade routes between the mega cities. And your guy was kind of from the underclass in one of those.
Yeah. Yes, with a propagandist background for having stirred up trouble in cities. Which is largely why he was flying between them on board our ship. Which I don't remember the name of it. But I do remember that we had our group shtick, which is in effect like Coriolis group concept, was Rag and Bone Men.
So we were going, you were. Yeah. Now, I can't remember the name of the ship.
No, I can't.
Or can I?
We did have some quite wild concepts in that game, actually. So anyway, Basilisk, the reason why he was so unusual was particularly his, what Matthew was described as, knockout halitosis.
So, yes.
the gas he exhaled from his lungs was capable at short range of putting people out. So he would permanently wear a gas mask, which would then protect all his friends and colleagues from having to breathe in his horrible halitosis. But again, I'm not sure it's really qualifying with the wildest of wild kind of character concepts. But it was a good one. It was a bit weird. And I think it played well into the slightly exotic feel that we had in your campaign of Airship Pirates. Because we also had, I think Tony's character was like a Frankenstein kind of copy. Who was running from having experimented on trying to sew golems together or something. We had one who was a robot, or automaton, yes. I think they were called, weren't they, in that?
So he was a bent copper robot. And
that was
his weakness was something like a bent regulator. So actually, the thing that kept him straight and true was not straight or true. And so he was a bent copper.
Yeah, literally. But I think, actually, so it's more... the answer to this question is less character concept. It's more the character group, really. It was all a bit weird. I think maybe weird is better than wild as a word to use.
Yeah, for me, that campaign didn't gel. I think you guys enjoyed playing it, but I wasn't really enjoying running it. I didn't like the system as much as I expected to.
Yeah,
actually,
it was good. We kind of, I think we struggled from having or not really having an excellent overarching story arc that we were working towards. We were just kind of floating about having adventures, which is fine, but I think we needed something to kind of stake the weirdness into the ground a bit more, because it did feel a bit difficult. It was a bit harder to relate to than some other games, I think, for a player, but I still really enjoyed it.
I've just found my notes from that game, and I'm trying to see the name of the ship, and I can't see the name of the ship at all. Really weird.
Did we not name it even?
Tony's character was called Frank Victor Stein.
Yeah.
Somebody else was called Abraham Strange.
That was Andy,
wasn't it? Jamie's character was in named in Romanian, so I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. Yeah. But I know it translates as PC-49, which I quite liked.
Yeah.
But I can't see the name of the ship. Absolutely weird.
Never mind. So anyway, did you have any weird character concepts, Matt, you could...
Nothing particularly weird or wild, but I suddenly remembered what I think is possibly my wildest name, and it's really short, and that is Feck the Barbarian.
It sounds like an instruction rather than a name, doesn't it?
Well, so it was. Yeah, and talking about character retirements as well, he became a priest of a sex goddess and worked in a brothel for the rest of his life, having saved the world.
Okay. I can think of worse retirements.
I really liked him as a character. But again, it's not really wild. I was just taking the logical conclusion of some of the classes. Yeah. This is D&D, 5th edition. Cool. I wanted to play a barbarian. Obviously... Oh, no!
We have the siren.
Let me just finish. He was a naked elf barbarian. Finish it at that.
Okay, that's going to leave an image in my mind that I don't really want for the rest of the day. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I can show you his minifigure if you want.
No. I don't want you to be showing me your minifigure. Thanks, Matt, if you don't mind.
Well, I say mini.
Right, time to go. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
We have to fall into some smut at some point, don't we?
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.